Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. It's Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving 2015, and on this day before Turkey Day, if you want to call it that, it's a time to stop for a few moments and be thankful, to count our blessings of what we've got in this country because of the bounty of the agricultural production of these United States. You know, the first Thanksgiving feast in this country actually occurred, been documented in the 1600s as settlers coming from Europe landing on the shores of what would become the United States of America. We're giving thanks for a plentiful harvest, for survival in a lot of cases. And it was kind of a foreshadowing of what was going to be one of the breadbaskets of the world, the U.S. of A. And today our farmers and ranchers feed not just themselves, their families, but 155 people, stretching their produce, the bounty of their harvest, well beyond their farm gate into the cities of this country and across the world as well. Today we wanted to reflect on the bounty that is produced by American agriculture. And to help us do that, we turn our attention back almost 100 years ago. Mr. Gard worked for American Farm Bureau back in the 1920s. One of the pioneer radio broadcasters in this country helped with the Sears Roebuck Foundation put on WLS Radio in Chicago, Illinois, primarily to get the word out to America's farmers and ranchers, market information and entertainment. Mr. Gard wrote an interesting little book about 75 years ago called The Farmer Gives Thanks. One of his prayers from that particular book focuses on Thanksgiving. I'd like to read it to you. Lord of harvest, keeper of our feedlots and our fields, we thank thee for a turkey that's fat. We thank thee for bread with butter on it. We wish we could echo in these poor words the glorious autumn song of praise that rises from our frosted, browning stalks of corn bent with ears of cold. Accept the fragrance of red clover as burnt incense rising from the holy earthen altar of this year's stock farm. Help us be humble, just, and kind as thy servant said, especially kind to those creatures over whom thou gave us original dominion, which we have subdued and fattened and multiplied and milked according to thy direction. Make us good shepherds to them as thou art the good shepherd to us. Bless all thine own children about this board or absent from it, and make our hearts big enough to receive thy bounty in constant thanksgiving. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 34th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl competition. It's Saturday, December 5th at noon at Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 80 breeding-age bulls plus a few select females, limousine and limb flex. For more information and sale day phone, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. Or view the catalog at www.americancattleservices.com.
From the Hayes household to yours, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.